In this lecture, you will learn about the different types of duties that could be applied to imported goods. Some of these duties are EU-wide, which means no matter which of the EU member states you import your goods into, the same rates of duties will be payable. Others are specific to the member state where the goods are imported. We will only consider the UK when we take a look at these types of duties. First, let's look at EU-wide duties. The most common type of duty that applies throughout the EU is the ad valorem customs duty. This means that a percentage is given for the particular goods, which is then applied to the value of the goods to find the amount of duty. The percentages are found in the tariff and depend upon the commodity code of the goods. The percentage needs to be applied to a value, and you will learn more about valuing goods in the lectures on valuation. For the sake of simplicity at the moment, the percentage is applied to something called the CIF value. This stands for the cost of the goods plus insurance and freight charges, and we will see more on this in a minute. Another type of customs duty that could be applied to goods is a specific duty. Again, this is EU-wide.
Specific duties do not operate as a percentage, but are applied on a quantity of the goods. This quantity could be by reference to the weight of the goods or its volume, etc. Specific duties can be in addition to ad valorem duties or instead of them. Again, the tariff details when they apply. Another type of EU-wide duty is the anti-dumping duty, or ADD for short. You will learn more about anti-dumping duties in the next lecture. Briefly, they are an extra levy in addition to any ad valorem or specific duties already due, which aim to stop the EU being flooded by cheap imports and are intended to protect EU producers of the same products. The final type of EU-wide duties are something called the Common Agricultural Policy Levies, or CAP levies for short. These mainly apply to goods in the agricultural sector and could be percentage or specific duties. You will learn more about the Common Agricultural Policy in a later lecture. Now we've seen what types of duties are EU-wide, we need to consider duties that are dependent upon the member state the goods are imported into. Remember, we are only looking at things from the UK's perspective. These are excise duty, which applies to imports of products containing, amongst other things, alcohol or tobacco, and import VAT, which is classed as a duty. Member states set their own rates of excise duty VAT. Import VAT is charged at the same rates that would apply if the goods had been supplied in a domestic market. Therefore, in the UK, import VAT could be charged at 0%, for example, on products such as non-luxury foodstuffs, the standard rate of 17.5%, or the reduced rate of 5% on products like child safety car seats.
As I've already mentioned, anti-dumping duties and CAP levies will be looked at in more detail in later lectures. Therefore, we will just consider ad valorem custom duties, specific custom duties, and import VAT in the rest of this lecture. So, let's start with ad valorem duties, as this is the most common type of customs duty.
Imagine that you import some textile products into the UK, and they are charged with a rate of 12%. This 12% has to be applied to a value to find the actual duty due. We've already said that the percentage is applied to the CIF value of the goods, which stands for the cost of the goods plus insurance and freight charges. Insurance and freight are included up to the point of introduction into the EU. This might not necessarily be the value that appears on the invoice. For instance, the seller of the goods might not charge insurance and freight to the customer, as the customer arranges their own. In order to find out exactly what the invoice includes, we need to look at the terms of trade agreed between the seller and the buyer. Terms of trade are agreed between the buyer and seller and are usually detailed on the invoice. They are usually denoted by three capital letters called Incoterms. There are many Incoterms, each of which denotes different terms of trade. We've already come across one of them, CIF, and this is the one that forms our value for customs duty purposes. We will cover the other more common Incoterms. Appearing on the screen now, you will see a typical invoice. Our invoice shows that we have bought our goods on FOB terms, which stands for free on board. FOB means that the seller is not responsible for any risks associated with the goods or freight after he has loaded the goods onto the vessel or aircraft that will transport them to us in the UK. Therefore, the buyer needs to arrange his own insurance and freight from that point onwards. The insurance and freight incurred by the buyer must then be added to the cost of the goods for customs duty purposes to arrive at a CIF value. Another term is CFR. This stands for cost and freight only. This means that the invoice includes the cost of the goods and freight, but insurance is arranged separately by the purchaser. To arrive at a CIF value for customs duty purposes, the cost of insurance must be added to the £10,000 invoice total. Another term of trade is DDP. This stands for delivered duty paid. Where goods are delivered duty paid, the seller is including the cost of the goods, freight, insurance, i.e. CIF, and the duty that will be due when the goods are imported on the invoice for the goods. To work out the CIF value, we need to take out the duty itself that was included in the invoice total. Therefore, if goods are sold on DDP terms for £10,000, as in the invoice you see before you, and the duty rate is 8%, to find the CIF value, you need to do the following calculation. The total invoice price is £10,000. This figure is the total of the CIF value of the goods plus the duty. Therefore, the invoice is made up of the CIF value equivalent to 100% plus the duty of 8%, so the £10,000 equals 108%. To find the CIF value, if we take 100 divided by the 108 and times it by the £10,000 total invoice price, we arrive at a CIF value of £9,259.26. The duty should be the missing figure, so if we take the £10,000 and deduct the CIF value, we arrive at £740.74. To check that we have calculated the duty correctly, if we take 8% of the CIF value of £9,259.26, we should arrive at the £740.74. The final term of trade that we are going to look at is Ex Works. This means that the seller has only included the cost of the goods on the invoice, that is, the price of the goods as they leave the seller's premises. The buyer is responsible for delivery and insurance from the seller's premises. For duty purposes, the insurance and freight to the introduction of the EU must be added in. To test what you have learnt so far, we are going to have a quick quiz. On the screen before you, you will see a table with three columns. The first column in the table lists the type of duties that could apply to an import. You need to choose whether the types of duties listed are EU-wide, i.e. the same rate applies no matter which member state the goods are imported into, or whether they are member state specific, i.e. each member state sets their own rates. To make your choice, type a capital Y into the correct box. Once you are happy with your answers, then hit the Enter key at the bottom of the page and the results will be shown. Have a look at the table and see where you went wrong. If you got all of them right, then well done. You're obviously listening well. 5 out of 6 is still very good. If you got 4 out of 6, then not bad. 3 out of 6 is average, but do take a look at the ones you got wrong. Less than 3 out of 6 means you need to replay the lecture and try again. The second type of customs duty that we mentioned is the specific duty. Specific duties can be additional or instead of ad valorem duties and are quite common in the agricultural sector. Specific duties apply to a quantity of product, for example by weight or volume, etc. Therefore, the value of the goods is irrelevant in calculating these duties. Let's take an example to illustrate them. You are importing cheese fondues into the UK. Let's imagine that cheese fondues have a duty of €35 per 100 kilograms net. You import 650 kilos of them. To calculate the duty, take the 650 kilos, divide it by 100 kilos and times it by the €35. This gives us €227.5 on the cheese fondues. If we're going to pay our duty in sterling as opposed to euros, The euros then need to be converted at customs official rate of exchange, which we will say is 1.5. Therefore, if we divide the 227.5 by 1.5, we arrive at a sterling duty amount of £151.67. Import VAT is the last duty that we are going to look at in this lecture. We've already mentioned that import VAT is classed as a duty of customs. This can be seen from section 16 of VATA 1994. Remember that rates of VAT differ according to which member state you import the goods into. So, let's continue with our example on the previous slide, where we were importing cheese fondues into the UK. We have already established that the value for duty purposes is the CIF value, but remember, this is not needed to calculate the duty if specific duties apply to the goods. The CIF value is, however, needed to calculate import VAT. The rules on calculating import VAT are contained in section 21 of VATA 1994. Section 21 says that the CIF value is the starting point, and to it we need to add in the customs duty charged on the goods. Any buying commissions that have been paid by the UK company to source the goods from abroad, and freight incurred on the goods up to the first destination in the UK. We have quite a long calculation to perform then. So we need to find the CIF value plus the customs duty plus any buying commission plus freight to the first destination in the UK. Once we have added up all of this, we need to times it by the appropriate VAT rate, and hey presto, we now have the import VAT figure. We will imagine that our cheese fondues are sold on CIF terms for £1,250. Freight to the premises of the importer is a further £100, and there is no buying commission. To calculate the value on which the import VAT will be due, we will add together the £1,250 plus the duty of £151.67, remember we had worked that out in the last example, plus the freight charges to the first destination in the UK, £100. So we have a value for import VAT of £1,501.67. All that is left is to work out the actual amount of import VAT, and this is where it is relatively easy. Cheese fondues are zero rated in the UK, so the actual amount of VAT is zero. Don't forget, import VAT mirrors normal UK VAT rules. Therefore, if the product falls within Schedule 8 of VATA 1994, i.e. in this case a non-luxury foodstuff, it will benefit from zero rating. So, after all that, we didn't need our calculation. However, imagine the cheese fondues did not benefit from zero rating and were liable to 17.5% VAT. In this case, £262.79 of import VAT would be due. Finally, don't forget that import VAT is just the same as normal input VAT. The importer can reclaim it on his VAT return in the usual way. To finish off this lecture, let's see how you do at a couple of examples. Our first example is a product that has an ad valorem duty rate of 5%. For VAT purposes, it is standard rated, and the total on the invoice is £6,000. The terms of trade are CIF. You need to calculate the customs duty and import VAT due. You will see two boxes on your screen for you to enter to the nearest penny the correct amounts. Once you are happy with your answers, then hit the Enter key and see how you did. The correct amount of customs duty is £300. We simply need to take the percentage of 5 and multiply it by the CIF value of £6,000. The amount of import VAT is £1,102.50. This is found by taking the CIF value of £6,000, adding to it the customs duty we have just calculated of £300, and multiplying the total, i.e. £6,300, by 17.5%. Try the second example. The duty rate for the product is 6% plus €20 per 100 kilograms of product. The product is standard rated for VAT and the invoice total is £4,000. The weight of the product is 250 kilograms. The terms of trade are free on board, or FOB for short. The freight and insurance incurred by the buyer is £500. Same as before. You need to enter the customs duty and import VAT to the nearest penny in the boxes before you. The right amount of customs duty is £303.33. This is calculated in the following way. Firstly, we need to find the CIF value. To do this, we take the invoice total of £4,000 and add to it the £500 incurred on freight and insurance. We do this because free on board means that the invoice does not include freight and insurance. These are the responsibility of the buyer. We can now calculate the ad valorem duty by multiplying the 6% by the £4,500, which gives us £270. The specific duty needs calculating now. We are told that €20 per 100 kilograms is due. Our product weighs 250 kilograms, so 2.5 times €20 gives us €50. To convert this into sterling, we were told that there were 1.5 euros to the pound. So we take our €50, divide it by 1.5, and end up with £33.33. Our duty in total is therefore £303.33. To find the import VAT, we take our CIF value of £4,500, add it to the total customs duty of £303.33, and then multiply the lot by 17.5%. This gives us £840.58.